This is the Shofar Wire Morning Edition. Sound the alarm. Report the truth. Here is the judgment on Edom report. The echoes are growing louder. Not the echoes of progress, not the echoes of peace, but the echoes of Mount Seir. Remember the boasts, the arrogance that dared to declare itself secure while Israel suffered. Obadiah 1:3. Yahuwah remembers, and he is revealing the emptiness of that claim with each passing hour. The stench rising from the west isn't merely the smoke of conflict. It's the putrefaction of a system built on ancient animosity, on a pride that precedes a fall. Look closely at their markets, flourishing even as shadows lengthen. They offer gestures of peace, whispers emanating from Persia, attempts at distraction, at masking the rot that festers within. These aren't acts of charity, they are calculated maneuvers, a desperate attempt to maintain control while the foundations crumble. Their wealth isn't earned, it's extracted, fueled by the shedding of innocent blood, a modern-day sacrifice offered to the idols of convenience and self-gratification. Consider the legal slaughter of the unborn, openly celebrated in the lands of Edom, a direct affront to Yahuwah's covenant with Abraham, the promise of a multitude of descendants, Genesis 15:5. This isn't a political debate. It is a spiritual cancer, a deliberate severing of the line of life, a rejection of the very source of blessing. It reveals a heart hardened against Yahuwah, a soul consumed by vanity. Yeshayahu spoke of this vanity, this self-worship, and the judgment that follows, Yeshayahu 34:8. They polish the outward appearance, obsess over fleeting beauty, while the inner core decays. We see it in the relentless pursuit of physical perfection, the empty promises of a manufactured ideal. And the perversion extends beyond the taking of life. Edom's hand is evident in the unraveling of the natural order, in the deliberate twisting of creation. They promote what was once considered abomination as virtue, redefining the sacred bonds of family, dismantling the very structure of a righteous society. The family unit, the cornerstone of stability and the transmission of covenant, is deliberately targeted, weakened, fractured. This isn't accidental, it's a strategy. A calculated effort to destabilize Israel, to sever the connection to our heritage, to leave us adrift in a sea of moral ambiguity. This displacement isn't limited to the spiritual realm. Observe the relentless march of automation, particularly in the East. Millions of workers displaced, livelihoods destroyed, replaced by machines. And here, in the lands claimed by the Zionist regime, restrictions are imposed on gatherings, on the free exercise of faith, on the very ability of Israel to assemble and remember who we are. Devarim 28:68. This pattern of systemic displacement, of eroding the foundations of a people's existence, is a hallmark of the judgment upon Edom. It echoes the ancient prophecies, the scattering and the stripping away of inheritance. Don't be deceived by the whispers of false peace. The amnesty schemes, the concealed negotiations, these are not gestures of goodwill. They are tactics of control, attempts to lull Israel into complacency while Edom tightens its grip. Yirmiyahu warned against heeding these deceptive voices, Yirmiyahu 9:4. They speak of peace when there is no peace, offering a temporary reprieve while the true enemy lies in wait. And consider those who defend the aggression, who justify the land grabs in Judea, those who claim to be allies of Israel, yet actively participate in the wickedness of Edom. Amos declared the judgment against Edom for their cruelty and their disregard for the covenant, Amos 1:3-5. This complicity, this willingness to turn a blind eye to injustice, is a stain upon their soul. The watchman sees it clearly. Edom's control is failing. Breaches of security, political unrest, concealed illness among their leaders, these are not isolated incidents. They are signs of a crumbling empire, a system teetering on the brink of collapse. Yeshayahu 33:2-3. Yahuwah is exposing their vanity, their deceit, their wickedness. He is awakening scattered Israel, drawing us closer to the promise of restoration. Stay watchful, stay ready. Subscribe at shofarwire.com. This has been the Shofar Wire.